It only took one government agency that had not taken the simple step of updating its server software to open the door to an unprecedented and alarming cyber attack believed to be by the government of China. Though the White House still is not publicly naming the culprit, it is acknowledging the growing threat.
We have seen our adversaries use innovative techniques and to learn from their previous efforts. To try to find vulnerabilities in our system and to exploit them.
This attack appears designed to lay the groundwork for future attacks, using the stolen personal information to fool government employees in so-called spear phishing attacks, and to impersonate them to carry out insider attacks. And crucially, by revealing who has security clearances and at what level, they may now be able to identify, expose, and even blackmail U.S. officials around the world. Targeting the personal information of federal employees is new. Chinese hackers had previously focused on stealing military and government secrets to enhance national security and corporate data for financial gain.
I don't think that's stopped, but this is just a new attack vector, which has typically been used by organized crime for monetizing